This song's called Anything, Anything.
Okay, what is it tonight?
Has raised that child for the last 6 years all alone ever since her husband left her. She works 10 hours a day at running her own restaurant. She comes home and she finds her daughter burning cigarette holes in her arm, shredding her clothes to bits, taking pills, and locking herself in her room listening to that violence-oriented punk rock music that does nothing but reinforce all those bad feelings.
Damn, you're not blaming what happened to that girl on music.
Oh, don't underestimate this particular kind of music, Quince. You tell a kid, a vulnerable kid, over and over again that life isn't worth living, that violence is its own reward, and you add to it the kind of intensity that this music has, and you just might convince her.
I mean, sometimes I see these kids on the street, I never give them a second thought. I thought they were another silly fad, something that would be blown away by the next wind. I never thought it went deeper than that.
Silly fad, huh? Let me take you down to one of these clubs. You've got to see it with your own eyes to believe it, Quince. I've seen children come off that dance floor with crushed ribs and bloody faces, like soldiers fighting some kind of insane war.
What could persuade a kid to act like that?
Maybe the greatest persuader there is, music.
It's not the cause of death I'm questioning. It's the contributing factor that you cite. I mean, really, punk rock? Now, what is that, some kind of joke?
All I know is that whoever killed that boy was listening to words that literally cried out for blood.
Well, I don't know. I thought music was supposed to soothe the savage beast, not create one.
Evidently not anymore. Yeah. Get a job working for the man. Blow his brains out as fast as you can. Tell the judge you didn't like his face. No garbage like the human race. Read these yourself. Oh. If you think I'm overreacting, I'll delete the reference to punk rock.
It's too late. The cat's already out of the bag.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not very big, but here it is. L.A. Coroner Quincy says punk rock contributed to teen's death.
Oh, boy, Tommy Dorsey and Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller. Like going back in time. You know, if you close your eyes, you can see the whole thing. The big bands and the parquet floors and the gowns. No, honey. Why would anybody want to listen to music that makes you hate when you can listen to music that makes you love?
How do you like my new scarf?
What color is that?
Apricot, of course.
Why, of course, apricot?
Because it goes with my eyes. Very, very few people can wear apricot.
Can I borrow it sometime?
No, I'm sorry, you may not.
Why not?
Because I just told you, I'm the only one who can wear apricot.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht.
What?
Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot.
Yes, apricot.
You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself gavotte.
Gavotte.
And all the girls dreamed that they'd be your partner. They'd be your partner and your soulmate.
What do you say? What are you talking about?
You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. You think the song is about you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Don't you?
I think you're going crazy.
You had me several years ago when I was still quite naive. When you said that we made such a pretty pair and that you would never leave.
Who are those people?
Saratoga, and your horse naturally won. Then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Saratoga,
where
rhymes
you,
with
where
Nova
you
Scotia.
Should be all the time. And when you're not, you're with some underworld spy or the wife.
Some
of
underworld
the
spy my
wife.
What
of
are you
close
talking
friend.
About?
The song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
You probably think the song is about you.
Don't you? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
What was that innuendo about my fooling around with the wife of a close friend?
You are conceited and girl crazy, aren't you?
I think you're going crackers all the way.
I'd rather go crackers. You think you're a jet set nit or something.
Just because I buy an apricot scarf, suddenly I'm fooling around with underworld people.
It goes with your eyes. The only thing goes with your eyes is a black eye.
You're paranoid. That's your problem. You're paranoid.
You have delusions of grandeur. That's
107.1 The Peak, and welcome to Anything Anything. I'm Rich Russo. This is your weekly 2-hour genre bust and band break and year-end list-making Quincy punk rock-hating freeform radio extravaganza broadcasting from my house in New Jersey. And tonight, we will do the only lists that matter. Mine. The only lists that are not driven by publicist or ad revenue, like those corrupted music magazines. talking to you, Rolling Stone, or those blogs that are supposedly independent operations, but in fact all controlled by a conglomerate. And if ever investigated, they would make the Radio Payola scandals of the 50s seem harmless. I'm talking to you, Buzz Media. We kicked off fittingly with You're So Vain, The Odd Couple covering Carly Simon. Fittingly in two ways. One, because of year-end top lists, because that itself is a vanity project. When you are telling people what you believe is the best, but it's all subjective. We'll do my top 12 albums of 2012 tonight, and also the top song and top cover song of the year shortly. But You're So Vain was also fitting because it featured Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison. Jack sadly passed away this week, one of three passings that we'll address before getting to the lists. Klugman, besides The Odd Couple, would have success as Quincy, which was forerunner to such forensic shows as CSI. We heard some clips from the infamous Quincy punk rock episode with the moral of the story. Why listen to music that makes you hate when you can listen to music that makes you love? Jack Klugman will be missed. Another very important and legendary actor passed away this week as well, Charles Durning. Never the dominant lead, but always played great roles in movies like Dog Day Afternoon, Tootsie, Sharky's Machine, The Choir Boys, as well as on TV in Attica and Evening Shade. Even did some singing in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, where he was nominated for an Oscar. So let's play this one. Charles Durning as the governor, The Sidestep, 107.1 The Peak, Anything, Anything.
Fellow Texans, I am proudly standing here to humbly see, I assure you, and I mean it. Now who says I don't speak out as plain as day? And fellow Texans, I'm for progress and the flag. Long may it fly. I'm a poor boy, come to greatness. So it follows that I cannot tell a lie. Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around a wide step. Cut a little swath and leave the people alone. Me to be solemn and declare I'm for goodness and for profit and for living clean and saying daily prayer. And now, my good friend, you can sleep nights. I'll continue to stand tall. You can trust me, for I promise I shall keep a watchful eye upon you. I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around the white step. Cut a little swath, then leave the people on. Mona, I don't know her, though I've heard the name, oh yes, but of course I've no close contact, so what she is doing I can only guess. And now Miss Mona, she's a blemish on the face of that good town. I am taking certain steps here. Someone somewhere's gone. I have to close her down. Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around the wide step. Cut a little swath and leave the people alone. Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep.
lips. Such a little swat and lead the people on.
.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, Fontella Bass with Rescue Me. Fontella passed away the other day, very young at age 72. Most famous, of course, for that song, Rescue Me. And as with any artist of the 50s or 60s, there's always tragedy around their royalties and their publishing. She wrote that song. She sang on that song. All of a sudden, it starts popping up in commercials, making tons of money everywhere. She doesn't see a dime of it, has to sue to basically get American Express to take care of her and pay her for using her work, songs that she written. It's just a shady, shady world of what went on in the 50s and 60s, how artists were treated. And we're seeing that a lot of that today as well with the streaming services. I know a lot of people may like the Spotify's and the Pandora's, but you know something? They are not doing anything for the artists. They are basically screwing them left and right, giving them no money. Record labels are making money off of this, which you know is a bad thing because they don't end up paying the artist. So hopefully somebody will rescue us from that. Another way you could rescue yourself from a bad New Year's Eve party or a bad event or a bad anything is to bring 6-Point beer with you. Don't bring a trendy bottle of vodka or some champagne to your New Year's Eve parties. Bring 6-Point beer. People will love it. It comes in many, many different brews. Righteous Ale, Bengali Tiger, The Crisp, Resin, Brownstone, Diesel. So many great, great 6-Point beers that you can enjoy. And also now the Winter Brew, which is the Diesel, of course. You want to figure out where you can find 6-Point beer? Go to the 6-Point Beer Beer Finder. Go to 6pointbeer.com. Click on Beer Finder. type in your zip code. You'll find out whether a local bar has it, whether a liquor store has it, a supermarket has it. It's the easiest way to find out how to get 6 Point beer. Trust me, you want to bring 6 Point beer to all of your occasions. It is the best beer, and we thank them for a fantastic another year of sponsorship. Thank you to them. And let's take a break right now. When we come back, we will begin the top 12 albums of 2012 as decided by me. You will dig a lot of these. Go out and buy them all. After this quick break, we will start with a very, very unlikely album. Stick around on The Peak.
Darkness is falling. No poison sunshine, just frigid stars and sea. I hear the light comes from a billion years away. I guess it means that nothing matters tomorrow or today. And that's what we have in store. I believe there's nothing more. I guess it means that nothing matters anymore. People sleepwalking down endless halls. The world is too much with us, but not there at all. I won't be leaving soon, but surely I can't stay. I guess it means that nothing matters tomorrow or today. And that's what we have in store. I believe there's nothing more. Yes, it means that nothing matters anymore. Rots away. I guess it means that nothing matters tomorrow or today. And that's what we have in store. I believe there's nothing more. I guess it means that nothing matters anymore. And that's what we have in store. I believe there's nothing more. I guess it means that nothing matters anymore.
On a 7.1 The Peak, it's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, and from my number 12 album in the top 12 albums of the year, according to me, Peter Buck's solo album called Peter Buck. Completely surprised by this album, completely caught me out of left field, had no idea it was going to be any good, and given bonus points that it's only available on vinyl in a limited edition. You can't buy it on CD. You can't download it. You got to buy the vinyl album of it. That song we just played was called Nothing Matters. Featured some fantastic people on it besides Peter Buck singing a lot of those songs. Corinne Tucker also sang some of it. Scott McCauley also sang some of it. Lenny Kaye played guitar. Mike Mills on vocals on some of the songs also played bass. Fantastic album. very, very highly unexpected to be so good. Their number 11 album, I expected to be better. It's still a great album, but I expected it to be much better. When the Gaslight Anthem had moved on to a major label coming off a fantastic album called American Slang, I just figured that Handwritten was going to just be the album of the year. It's a very, very good album. Not sure that the Brendan O'Brien production does much. Maybe this is a transitional album. Maybe the next one's going to be the monster that we're expecting. This was a very, very solid album. Not good enough to break my top 10. Here it is, coming in at number 11. This is Gaslight Anthem from Handwritten. This is my favorite song on it. Here comes my man, Anything, Anything on the Peak. 107.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, and coming in at number 10 on my top 12 of 2012. The album is called Items. The name of the band is called Household. That song was called Phases, a three-piece Brooklyn-based all-girl thing. As you know, I love the all-girl stuff. Tala Cooper on guitar and vocals, Jenna Weiss-Berman on drums and vocals, Isabel Freeman on bass. They are called Household. This album is called Items. It is fantastic. How cool is that? I discovered that late in the year. Actually, I had been getting so much stuff. I was so backlogged. And when I flew out to L.A., I just put a bunch of stuff on my iPad just to listen to of local stuff that I didn't get around to. This thing jumped, just literally jumped through the headphones. I was like, wow, I should have been playing this album all year. I will be playing it a lot in 2013. You will hear a lot of it. But that song was called Phases. And let's move to number 9, Alejandro Escovedo. Big Station, Alejandro with Chuck Prophet helping on writing. Fantastic album. We did a great session with him here on The Peak. Let's play my favorite song off of Big Station. This is called Headstrong Crazy Fools. Alejandro Escovedo coming in number 9 on the top 12 of 2012. Anything, anything.
Sally flashed her panties in the alley. Hallelujah, the walls came tumbling down. The mystery unfolding like a firework in the sky, like a valentine from the other side. You see, Dylan dropped acid in the limelight, rode away on his triumph one rainy night. Played chicken with a train, turned out to be a one-act play. Dylan clearly lost the fight.
In my darker days, with my self-destructive ways, diving in the pool with the rest of all those headstrong, crazy
queen of the jungle. So buzzed when she made up on Friday night. Plastic flowers at her feet, but she needs to gain some speed on Monday when her spirits are so low down. You know, James fell in love with Bobby's mother with the slogan tattooed above her butt. Played him like a burning fiddle. He was so in love, but she was so in lust.
In my darker days, with my self-destructive ways, diving in the pool with the rest of all those headstrong, crazy days, with my self-destructive ways, diving in the pool with the rest of all those headstrong, crazy
from a tree. When the men sat around in nobody and call it a sin. Working through the ranks right up to the highest court. Genesis and Deuteronomy. In the world of the blind, the one-eyed man can see. On the planet of the mute, the two-eyed man is free. In the halls of the king, they call this a mystery. Well, you might need a strip drink, maybe some stammers.
.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. We're doing my top 12 albums of 2012. All fantastic stuff. And coming in at number 8, Graham Parker and The Rumour are back with Three Chords Good. That was called Coat Hangers. Let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll do the number 7 album, the much ballyhooed Kickstarter Queen. Stick around. Anything, Anything on The Peak.
I wouldn't kill to win a war. I don't get what they do. It's all so terribly vague. I see the pictures from a thousand years of battle, and I think it's such a bore. I walk New Orleans with a knife, like Mackie hidden out of sight. But I'd be useless if they jump. Your mom before the war when she was young.
type.
107.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, coming in at number 7 on my top 12 albums of 2012. Amanda Palmer and a Grand Theft Orchestra. Theater is Evil. That song was called The Killing Type. We know the whole story. Amanda raised $1.2 million on Kickstarter to fund that album. Did all sorts of grassroots and underground ways to promote that album, record that album. Events in art galleries, private things in houses. A brilliant, brilliant piece of work by Amanda Palmer and a fantastic, fantastic album. Go check it out. She'll be playing tomorrow night also at Terminal 5 for New Year's Eve, playing Princess Purple Rain, amongst other things. Make sure you check out Amanda Palmer, the Grand Theft Orchestra. A great album called Theater is Evil. Let's move on to number 6. The Wallflowers return to the Bringing Down the Horse style and the Rebel Sweetheart style and the Red Letter Days style. And after a couple of bad albums, they got it back together, got the organ back, and Glad All Over was a fantastic, fantastic album. And this is one of the songs of the year off of it. It's called It's a Dream. The Wallflowers coming in number 6 on the top 12 of 2012. Anything, Anything on the Peak.
Get away to do it all quick.
107.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo, and coming in at number 5 on my top 12 albums of 2012, Bless This Mess by Prima Donna. That song was called Maxine, a little glam punk fun from the West Coast there. Prima Donna, such a great band, such a fantastic album. Bless This Mess, a little goofiness at times, and let's go from a little goofiness at number 5 to straight seriousness at number 4. A lot of people probably thought this was going to be my number 1 album of the year. Wrecking Ball was very interesting to me. I didn't like the arrangements on the record. They're much better live, and we're reviewing the record. We're not reviewing the live performance of it. And the reason is E Street Band's not on the record. Not a lot of them, not on all the songs. And to me, that detracts from it. I don't think the production's that great. I would love them to go back into where they would all be in a room together and just play it live and then record and then overdub later. They don't seem to do it that way. That's not the way Bruce wants to do it. So I feel the album suffers from that from a little bit. I don't like the production on it, and I don't like a lot of the arrangements with the session musicians and stuff. But the songwriting, as always, is brilliant. And the song we're going to play right now is one of the most powerful songs Springsteen has ever written. It's simplistically beautiful, but it is overly, overly powerful. So let's play this from the number 4 album of the year, Springsteen from Wrecking Ball, Jack of All Trades, Anything, Anything on the Peak.
Clean the leaves out your dream. I'm in your roof to keep out the rain. I'll take the work that God provides. I'm a jack of all trades. Honey, we'll be all right. I'll hammer the nails and I'll set the stone. I'll harvest your crops when they're ripe and grown. I'll pull that engine apart and patch her up till she's running right. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be all right. The hurricane blows, brings a hard rain. When the blue sky breaks, feels like the world's gonna change. We'll start caring for each other like Jesus said that we might. I'm a jack of all trades. We'll be all right. And it'll happen again. It'll happen again. Yeah, they'll bet your life. I'm a jack of all trades. darling, we'll be alright. Now sometimes tomorrow comes soaked in treasure and blood. Here we stood the drop, now we'll stand the flood. There's a new world coming, I can see the light. I'm a jack of all trades, we'll be alright. So you use what you've got, and you learn to make do. You take the old, you make it new. If I had me a gun, I'd find the bastards and shoot them on sight. I'm a jack of all trades, we'll be alright. I'm a jack of all trades, we'll be
live on forever. in my sorrow. La-di-da.
And that's One Foot by Fun, which is the number three album off the album Some Nights, my number three of the top 12, you know, top 12 of 2012. And of course, why this song is playing, I get a text from Jack Antonoff from the band Fun, and of course, Steel Train, saying, "What the hell?" So we're going to call him right now.
Hello?
Hey, Jack, I'm getting your text during the middle of my show here. Where are you?
I'm in Vegas.
It's a couple hours behind.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta thank you for putting the album up there, but well, crazy, but I'm gonna trust you. I've always trusted everything that you've told me musically. So this one's hard to swallow because I'm normally very self-deprecating, but if anyone says the album's worthy, I'm gonna believe you.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's number three. You're ahead of Bruce. You're ahead of the Wallflowers. You're ahead of Amanda Palmer, Alejandro Escovedo, the Gaslight Anthem. I guess technically you have the top New Jersey album of the year coming in at number three. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of New Jersey in your list.
I'm a Jersey guy. You're a Jersey guy. You would expect that. So it's funny. Let's talk about this. Last time you were on my show, you, Daniel, and John were on as Steel Train, and I had played a song in between you guys playing live, All the Pretty Girls, by a band called Fun. That was your side project at the time. Well, it seems that your side project has kind of overtaken your life. So tell me about what this last year has been for you. It's been insane, right?
Last year has been really crazy. It's been actually fascinating because, you know, I'm 28 now. I started touring. I did my first tour when I was 16 in my parents' minivan. It was my first band in New Jersey. So, I've been very fortunate. So even Steel Train, when we first started Fun, like I had a career and was able to go out and tour and play music and, you know, sell out clubs and things like that. And at that point in my life, just basically my whole musical career, I kind of thought that this is it. This is great. It was one of the, you know, the biggest thing I could imagine was ending up like Wilco or Spoon or just like one of these bands that had an amazing touring career and still lived under the radar in a way. And that's the same thing with me and Andrew who play in Fun. We just kind of thought that anything mainstream was behind us because we're too old or something. So honestly, this past year has just been bizarre and crazy. And I think the best part of it is thinking you know something about everything and then finding out that you really don't know anything. And I think that, like, 12 years into a career in music, to still be completely shocked by what can happen is a special kind of thing.
No, it's been amazing watching because you're on, you know, Saturday Night Live, you're on Letterman, you're on every single TV show, you're playing the Jingle Ball here in New York City, you're in Vegas, obviously you're playing a big thing on Vegas, you're playing the Fiesta Bowl, you're going to win Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year. I mean, it's so cool for me, you know, knowing you when the Grammy nominations come out, because when you see, you know, Record of the Year, it lists the songwriters, and because your last name ends in A, you're first, and I'm like, how cool is that, as I'm reading that in the newspaper? I'm like, this is so cool for him, because you've worked so hard to, like, go and say, this is just amazing. I'm like, I'm just, you know, so excited for you.
I mean, it is the most special for people, I mean, like you, and people who have been there for, you know, for X amount of years and have, you know, just seen both bands and really small clubs and just kind of witnessed how the whole thing works and people that understand what touring is and how crazy it all is. I mean, that's the most exciting part. These are people that we've just known for a while to get to share it with them.
No, and it's funny because last, on my first, after the one radio station went off the air and I started a month or so later on the other station, I had gotten a copy of We Are Young before the Glee episode, before the Super Bowl, and I played it because it was from you, and I'm like, this song's cool. And then all of a sudden, yeah, and I know, you know, as much as my ego would love to say it, all that other stuff was in place. But hey, I played it first. I was cool with it. And that's not even my favorite song on the album. One Foot is my favorite song on the album. And I think that's a, I think you guys do such a great live version of that too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, well, One Foot's cool. I feel like One Foot, which I don't know if anyone hears this, but to me, that's like the closest that we get to where we were when we were 16 years old growing up in Jersey. We're growing up in Phoenix, like a Detroit, where the other guy is playing in, like, the Riot and Legion Hall. Like, to me, there's something really unhinged about that song. And, like, especially when we play it live, like, that's the one where I most feel like I'm, like, a 15-year-old in, like, the Wayne Firehouse.
Now, and let's talk about when you're a 16-year-old, obviously, you know, Steel Train, which now basically has taken, obviously, a back seat to the juggernaut. That's fun. And obviously, like you're talking, you're out in Vegas. Daniel's got married and stuff. So obviously, it seems like we're getting kind of closure on that band this week when we're doing, you know, you got a show Friday night at Maxwell's in Hoboken and then Saturday night at the Bowery Ballroom in New York, and you guys are also soliciting to do like a video kind of montage from some of your fans and stuff. Is this closure? Is this how you're trying to like wrap, tighten the whole thing up as you guys have gotten older and your world has changed a little bit?
So, I mean, on one hand, I'm always going to write my own songs. I'm always going to want to play them with my friends, which is at the heart of what Steel Train is. I don't know what shape that's going to take in the future, but there's no way that's ever going anywhere. So that sort of to be determined. But just Steel Train specifically, which, you know, was the specific title for that type of expression. You know, we haven't played a show in a year and a half, and the truth is we don't know what the future is, but what we do know is that we have these amazing fans, and with social media nowadays, we see them talking, and we see them talking about the music and the songs and wondering what's going on. And whatever the hell happens in the future, one thing for sure is that everyone who's, you know, been coming to shows and listening to records for the past decade deserves an opportunity to come celebrate.
We're talking to Jack Antonoff from the band Fun and, of course, Steel Train. Jack, hang on for a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. Let's since we're talking about Steel Train, they've got a couple shows coming up Friday night and Saturday night. Friday night in Maxwell's and Hoboken, Saturday night Bowery Ballroom in New York City. So let's deviate from the top 2012 list and let's do something by Steel Train. This is my favorite song by them. It's called I Feel Weird, Steel Train, Anything, Anything. And after the song, we'll talk to Jack a little bit more if he still stays on hold. Here it is.
Sing what I have, and the heavens above, and the song in the sky, a fire burns,
It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. We're here with Jack Antonoff from the band Fun and Steel Train. You've always been locked in on special causes, and you've always made sure you've used your, you know, your forum, your celebrity to forward different causes, and now you've got the Alley Coalition. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Back in Steel Train, and then even, you know, past couple of years of Fun, we've always donated money and raised awareness for gay rights. We just think it's, you know, the most important issue. There's nothing in my eyes that's more important than any human. And this is the big human rights, civil rights issue of our time. And it's a funny one because it's like, it's, you know, we get to live through this. You know, I used to ask my grandparents what it was like, you know, during African-American civil rights, and they would tell me these stories, and to me, I was like, that sounds crazy. Like, I couldn't even picture it because of the world I grew up in. But we are the generation living in the time of, you know, gay people being treated as second-class citizens, so we are in that, like, weird, you know, this is how it is, and sometimes it's hard to admit how oppressive things are or messed up they are. And so we just want to talk about that. We want to raise money for great organizations like LAB, the Project, and the HRC, and Rebel and Riot, but most important thing, which is really the heart of what the Alley Coalition is about, is just having the conversation, because it's a conversation that a lot of people are afraid to have or think is weird to have or grown up a different way and been told something and they're afraid of the issue. And, you know, if we're playing in front of 100 people or if we're playing in front of 10,000 people, and at the show we have a booth set up and we have information and we just sort of take the fear out of the issue and get people talking, then that's the whole battle here.
But now, as we're dealing with so many different causes, the gay rights causes, the women's rights now that somehow keep popping up, and now this gun stuff, it seems like it's just such a small minority of people that are holding everything back, which hopefully now with the way social media works and the way Twitter works, and obviously we seem like we have a president who's on board with fixing a lot of this, maybe we eventually will wipe out all of these people and these old philosophies and really get where, you know, the next two generations aren't going to care about any of this, because they're going to be like you when you said, when you're talking to your grandparents about the African-American issues, they'll just be dumbfounded. Like, really? People cared about this? So I think we're really, really close to getting this completely leveled. And
I think the big question that people need to ask themselves is, like, your grandkids are going to say, what did you do when gay people have less rights?
I think it's important, and I think it's great that you guys that have a young audience are able to convey that these kids need to be active and need to be vigilant. So we need them to be on board with this stuff, and you have done a fantastic job with it. I know you're in Vegas. I know you want to go, you know, gamble, and, you know, I know you'll listen to the rest of the show because you want to know what the number one album is, but... And by the way, I get excited every other week when I'm reading the New York Post and you're in page 6. You're my hero. You're the guy. You're like, you know, you can't escape you.
Oh, please. Believe me, everything was a little bit more simple. when we were hanging out at Bowery Electric. Okay.
Well, listen, we're going to be doing that this Friday and Saturday. Friday at Maxwell, Saturday at Bowery Ballroom. We're going to go back to the old school, small, intimate feeling. And I'm so excited to see Steel Train. Obviously, so excited to see you, and so happy. Nobody deserves it more. Nobody has worked harder. Nobody is more conscious. Nobody is more focused. And you deserve everything times a billion that is coming your way.
Thanks, Rich. And thanks for your list, let alone number 3, which is incredible.
And thanks, Jack, for calling in. Have fun in Vegas. We'll see you Friday and Saturday night with the Steel Train Show. Fun with the number 3 album that we just talked about. And let's play something from the number 2 album. Low Cut Connie, Call Me Sylvia. This not only is the number 2 album of the year, it also has the number 2 song of the year on my top 34 songs of the year. I don't know why I do 12 for everything else. There's just so many great songs. I wanted to do more songs. It'll all be up on my website, richrusso.net. Tomorrow I'll be able to see all the lists. You know, top 12 covers, top 12 albums, and the top 34 songs. This one is number 2 from the number 2 album, Low Cut Connie, Don't Cry Baby Blue.
Love, for her love.
This is Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. We're backstage at the Brooklyn Bowl with Lucero, who I feel is the best American band right now. The last three albums, as good as any three consecutive albums by any American rock band, whether you want to say it's R.E.M.'s Murmur, Reckoning, Fables to Reconstruction, or if you want to say Replacements, Let It Be, Tim, Pleased to Meet Me, you know, Lucero's Rebel Rogues and Sworn Brothers, 1372 Overton Park, and this year, my number one album of the year, Women in Work.
Man, thank you. That's some good company to be included in.
We're here with Ben and Brian from Lucero, and, you know, the album, what I loved about it, it's almost, and I'm assuming you guys are big, you know, rock and roll fans and big album fans. The sequencing, I mean, it tells a story, which is very rare these days with an album where most times it's 10 or 12 songs slopped together. You actually begin, middle, end, and, you know, obviously I figured out the women part of it, which is the various women. There seems to be a woman that you pissed off at one point, and then there's a new woman that sits down next to you at a bar, and at the end, you kind of are trying to, you know, pull it all together. But the work, the only thing I can think of the work part, that the recurring theme is work, drinking.
No, not necessarily. Work, I guess, is, you know, us having to leave town all the time and playing shows constantly and just having to leave, whether it's this woman or your family or home in general, just having to leave and go to work and take care of business. And then how do you balance that, yeah, with the women in your life and your family? And then I figure with women and work, you know, whiskey's just implied.
The third W of
exactly,
it's women, work,
exactly.
And whiskey.
Women and work,
that would
obviously
be the third,
there's
that would
whiskey.
Be the third
silent
word
W is what it is.
Yeah. I figured people would just assume that there was drinking involved.
So for, you know, it's so WWW for you guys is in World Wide Web. It's women, work, and whiskey.
For me, it is in particular. Yes.
So tell me, like, were there outtakes from their album? Was there a lot of stuff?
No, not much.
That you wrote this as a concept, or
yeah,
did you kind of flow it all together?
Kind of. The concept kind of came together accidentally, but all the songs were written over a very brief period of time. We went into our buddy's studio, Chris Scott's studio, and did a lot of demos. And kind of most of the songs were written during that kind of pre-production time, and they came together real fast. And then with the sequencing of the record and the song order, it just... they kind of naturally fell into place, and I wasn't planning necessarily on telling a narrative or telling a story through the record, but they just kind of naturally ended up that way. And when you go back and listen to it, you're like, oh yeah, you got, I'm on my way downtown, here we go, come on, let's go have a drink, to It May Be Too Late, she never shows up to have that drink,
right?
And then yeah, stuff gets crazy for a little bit, and then yeah, you got Saturday Night with Like Lightning, this kind of Saturday night type song. And then you end the record with like a Sunday morning song, you know, Go Easy. And so it wasn't intentionally written to be a concept record, but I think it did end up flowing kind of very naturally as an album, you know.
We're here with Ben and Brian from Lucero, who I have named as the number one album of the year. The name of the album is Women at Work, on my top 12 of 2012 albums. It's a fantastic album. So why don't we just begin where it begins. This is a downtown intro into On My Way Downtown, Lucero from Women in Work, the number one album right now, Anything, Anything.
You might be around.
with the sparks from her lips. And the way that she looked like a storm on the rise. Wind in her hair, rain in her eyes. I remember so, like a thunderbolt.
Anything, Anything, I'm Rich Russo, like Lightning by Lucero, which is one of my top songs of the year, as well as being on the number one album of the year, Lucero's Women in Work, and we're sitting here with Lucero right now. Now, I mean, you guys are touring. I mean, it's probably 200-something shows a year at this point, right?
Close to it.
How do you have time to write? I mean, when does the writing happen, and are you,
right.
You know, still writing?
Yeah, I've always got a few things floating around.
You do but, solo albums, too.
Every now and again, not as many as I would like to, just because the band keeps me so busy. But yeah, writing on the road is tough, because I've got to be alone to get anything done, and you're never alone when you're on the road. So most of the writing happens usually right before it's time to record a record. It's like, oh, man, we got to get in the studio. When is the studio? We got to go in there in a month? Okay, all right. Give me a second. I'll scrape some stuff together.
For a final exam is how he has explained it before.
Yeah, it is kind of like cramming for a final exam. And I'm hoping that, you know, as we're out on the road and as life is going by, I take notes and I try to keep stuff, you know, that makes an impression on me, you know, in the back of my mind. And it kind of maybe ferments for a little while back there. And then when I need it, when it's time to sit down and actually write, I can kind of draw on those sources. And, you know, the past year or 2 years or however long it's been since we've actually recorded, and take whatever experiences have happened to me since then and kind of draw from those and then, you know, construct them into a batch of songs.
I mean, it's amazing that there's no waste. Like, it's not like you're writing 50 songs to get the 12. You're basically writing the 12, you know, in a set time frame.
I'm pretty lazy.
I don't know if that'd be or prolific. That's pretty prolific when you think of other artists.
Well, I think this time is... With the demo studio at the Sevens, we're able to go in and basically write the album and record it. Like, we'd go downstairs, we'd practice for a week, go upstairs, lay down what we had, go back downstairs and fine-tune it. So I think having a demo studio, you're not writing 30 extra songs. You're like, wow, we're just building this album. And so a lot of times, there isn't a lot of extras when you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm fairly particular about the lyrics, and it's really tough to sing lyrics that you don't 100% mean. And so actually with Women in Work, I did kind of take a step back, and some of the songs have lyrics that are just kind of simple rock and roll lyrics. They're not too deep. There's not
like Lightning is just
Women
a
in
fantastic
work,
rock and roll,
you know?
Song.
Nothing. It's not heart-wrenching necessarily. It's just a rock and roll song. And when I wrote Women in Work, the song, and had a couple other songs in the works, I had to take a moment and be like, okay, I don't have to, you know, tear my heart out for every song. Let's just take a step back and write a rock and roll record. And then the stuff kind of started flowing a little more, and the songs started coming together easier for me. But I am particular about the lyrics, and yeah, I don't have a whole lot of extra songs that are kind of, you know, half-assed. I just would rather focus on the stuff I've got and try to make that as good as possible.
We're here with Ben and Brian from Lucero, who have the number one album of the year on my year-end list, the top 12 albums of 2012, just talking about the song Women in Work, which is the title cut. Why don't we play that right now on Anything Anything?
That's one shot of women, one shot of work, one shot of sweetheart, but they both can hurt. Just let it go. Just let it go. Feels all right, feels so wrong. Don't look back, cause it won't last long. Just let it go. Just let it go.
It may be too better, or I could get drunk. Two doubles for the road. Reckon I'm done. Gonna pay up my tab, make it back across town. Call one more time, maybe drive by the house. Now in the past, I've gone astray.
Anything, anything. I'm Rich Russo. Lucero with "It May Be Too Late" from my number one album of the year, "Women in Work." And we've basically played four songs off that album tonight. Go buy that album. You know how great it is. Just go buy it. We're here with Lucero to close up. It's the number one album of the year,
man. And thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for delivering such a great album. You know,
pleasure.
It doesn't take a genius to listen and hear it's a great album. You know, so as much as I'd like to take credit for saying, yeah, it's the number one album, it really, you did all the work. I just basically said, yeah, you're right. It's fantastic.
We appreciate you listening to it.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do the number one cover of the year and my number one song of the year and maybe something else. Stick around on Anything, Anything.
Sex to Joe Texan, who's next, but I can't make love to Bob Dylan. I can be me if it's AC/DC. You got little feet, baby, I'm willing. I will thrive in the sack to your massive attack, but I can't make love. No, I can't make love to Bob Dylan. Well, it's hardly his voice, 'cause it gives me no choice but to focus on what he is saying. And it's partly the drone as he goes on and on with his lay, lay, delay, lay, delaying. I can bang a gong to Brad White Swan. I find T-Rex sex the most thrilling. I can bop till I draw to the four tops and corner shop, but I can't. I will lie on my back for Roberta Flack. Being killed by a song is fulfilling, but I can't get it on with blonde upon blonde. No, I can't make love. No, I can't make love to Bob Dylan. Well, it's partly his voice, 'cause it gives me no choice but to focus on what he is saying.
and it's partly his drone as he goes on and on with the tambourine song that he's playing. Well, if it's from Brazil, maybe she'll burn chill. That's cool, I'll chill as a killer. Oh, but turn off the iPod when the shovel hits my gut. I put off my stroke by the sound of his folk, and I can't make love. No, I can't make love. You know I tried, but I can't make love to Bob Dylan.
Well, 107.1 The Peak. It's Anything, Anything. I'm Rich Russo. There you go. The number one song of the year. The top song of 2012. John Wesley Harding, Making Love to Bob Dylan. We had Lucero at number one. Album, Women at Work. John Wesley Harding with the fantastic Making Love to Bob Dylan. Go check out the video for that. It's John and Janine Garofalo. You will dig that video as you dig that song. The number one song of the year. I want to thank everybody for listening. It's been a fantastic show. Little year-end recap for you to let you know the best stuff out there. You can check out my lists on richrusso.net. You can see the top songs of the year, the top albums. You can also see the top covers, and that's how we're going to close out tonight. And this is a good lead-in for Tom Cunningham and Boss Time Radio. So the best cover of the year is by a band called The Twilight Zones, which is a band that was made for the movie Not Fade Away, David Chase movie, the guy who did The Sopranos, of course. James Gandolfini's in it. And the guy who did the music supervisor, also executive producer, Steven Van Zandt. He put together a band of Jersey Shore legend Bobby Bandiera, as well as E Street Band members Max Weinberg, Gary Talent, and himself. Had John McGarrow, the lead in the movie, sing this song, which, by the way, is a Rolling Stones outtake that only showed up on the American album Flowers, which is ironic because Steven, of course, always wants everything from Springsteen's Tracks outtake album to get played. It's ironic that he would pick this song, a Stone song, but it's an amazing, amazing version of it. The name of the song is Ride On Baby, The Twilight Zones from the Not Fade Away soundtrack, my number one cover of the year. Tom Cunningham and Boss Time Radio is coming up next. Hope everybody has a fantastic new year. I want to thank Jack from Fun for calling in. I want to thank Lucero for sitting down with me. We'll be back next week, which is my birthday, by the way, so God only knows what I'm going to do. Have a happy new year, a healthy one. We'll be back. Twilight Zones, Ride On Baby. Good night.
You can't ride on baby. day.